أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض، يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم، نسوا الله فنسيهم، إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون. وعد الله المنافقين والمنافقات والكفار نار جهنم خالدين فيها، هي حسبهم، ولعنهم الله ولهم عذاب مقيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 67 and 68 of Surah Tawbah, and the discussion continues with regards to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Generally, they profess to have said they had brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In their hearts is kufr, and this nifaq, according to a great number of ulama, is unique to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous ummahs, either a person was a believer or a disbeliever. And we found that as far as nifaq is concerned, it became more apparent in Madinah Tayyibah. In Makkah Mukarramah, a person either brought iman or there was kufr. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks more about the ills of the munafiqeen and the consequences that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in store for them. Allah ta'ala says, Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqatu ba'duhum min ba'd, that the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women, some of them are part of others. In other words, they are all the same. There is no difference in saying that this person has got a little bit more nifaq, that person has got a little bit less nifaq and hypocrisy. As far as hypocrisy is concerned, it is a disease of the heart and it is all the same. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three things, and in actual fact it is two categories. The three things that Allah Ta'ala speaks about is يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ, they command the evil, the absolute opposite of what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants believers to do, they will do, that they command evil. And what is the evil they command? That is disbelief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, disbelief in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making a mockery of Allah, making a mockery of this deen, making a mockery of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, and then they prohibit and they stop the good. That if somebody wants to do some good also, they will stop that person in different ways that is never detectable, very subtly, like we saw in the previous verses. Sahaba were on that expedition of Tabuk, a difficult journey. Sahaba had the enthusiasm of pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but that mischief making that they had done in between. So the whole objective is وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, they would stop the good as far as the deen is concerned, and again as far as iman in Allah and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in deen in totality. So that is the second. وَيَقْبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, and then they hold, they close their fists, they close their hands. And here what it means is they will not spend in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If they had to spend, if they have to spend, it will not be for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It will not be for the better of Islam. It will not be for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would spend for other reasons. So they hold back and they close the fist as far as spending their wealth is concerned, and as far as going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. So if we divide this in two categories, they are a danger insofar as their tongues are concerned, they are a danger insofar as their wealth is concerned, that if they use it, they will use it against the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nasullah, Allah ta'ala says, they have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become so involved in their own personal motives. They become so involved in their own hatred and fulfilling their own desires. They become so involved in their own jealousy with regards to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one needs to ask, in where is Allah Rabbul Izzat in the equation? And this is a question that you and I always, we need to ask ourselves also. Whatever we are doing, doing? We should ask ourselves, is this what Allah Rabbul Izzat desires? Are we doing it for the sake of Allah? We should never forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is the one important point with regards to it. فَنَسِيَهُمْ. Then now the literal translation is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgotten them. The author here, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, has put this very beautifully. They have abandoned Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has abandoned them. So that is the simple thing. Allah ta'ala never forgets. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, forgetfulness is a weakness, and Allah ta'ala is free from all weaknesses. But when man abandons Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah through his rahmah will continuously give that person opportunities to accept Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when a person abandons Allah to that extent, now he begins to change good to bad, and he begins to change bad to good, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala abandons that person. Innal munafiqina humul fasiqun. Certainly the munafiqeen, certainly they are the fasiqeen, they are the disobedient ones, the wrongdoers. Now one is the iman in their hearts was never there, and it will always show out insofar as their outer deeds are concerned. So the result of all of this, the consequences of all of this, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْكُفَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised the munafiqeen male and the munafiqeen female, wal kuffara and the disbelievers, nara jahannam khalidina fiha, the fire of jahannam, they will remain in it forever, hiya hasbuhum, and the fire of jahannam is sufficient for them. And this is also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a recompense, that in this world they would say that this is the world, this is sufficient to us. For us, there is nothing besides this world. There is no life beyond this. This is where it all stops. So this is enough for us. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, that is enough for them. That is sufficient for them. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would curse them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ. And for them is an everlasting permanent punishment. And permanent punishment is for the disbelievers. So here Allah Ta'ala concludes now with the last. And Allah Ta'ala says that because they disbelieved, that is why the punishment will be everlasting. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.